crabs. A very common affliction, pubic lice, crabs, are small, white, oval-shaped bugs which under a microscope look like translucent ocean crabs. They are parasites that attach themselves to pubic hair and feed on blood obtained by biting their host. Crab lice are transmitted during sexual contact, hair to hair. Although they are most prevalent in pubic hair, crabs can leap to eyebrows and eyelashes during fellatio or cunnilingus. They also can be acquired from sheets, towels, or clothing used by an infected person, for while the lice themselves can survive only 24 hours after they leave the human body, their eggs can survive up to 6 days in sheets or clothing. In such cases, a week will pass before crabs begin to itch. A newly acquired infection of live crabs, though, will be evident within a day. Although crabs are an irritant, infestation is not a serious disease. A few people even feel no symptoms, but most develop an itchy rash that can become infected. An effective way to get rid of crabs is to apply a 1% gamma benzene hexachloride solution, which is available as a lotion or shampoo marketed under the trade name Quell. Quell lotion applied to pubic hair must be left on for 24 hours. Quell shampoo should be rubbed into all hairy areas vigorously for 10 minutes before being rinsed off. The shampoo treatment should be repeated in a week if any nits, crab eggs, remain. Eyelash infestation must be treated by applying petroleum ophthalmic ointment twice daily for 10 days. Hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is one of many forms of viral hepatitis, a liver infection that can cause chills, fever, diarrhea, nausea, anorexia, the need to vomit, and possibly jaundice, a liver condition that turns the skin yellowish. Extreme consequences can be chronic liver disease and/or death. Hepatitis B virus is transmitted through blood, saliva, seminal fluid, vaginal secretions, and other body fluids. Approximately 200,000 active cases are diagnosed annually in the United States, some of them sexually transmitted, but up to 4 times that many people may be hepatitis carriers, infected with a disease but not ill from it. There is no known cure for hepatitis B, so the only treatment is supportive, or intended to make the patient feel better. A vaccine has been developed to act as a preventative, but it is not effective after the disease has been acquired. Molluscum contagiosum. Molluscum contagiosum is a painless skin lesion, a small pinkish or orange bump that, when squeezed, will pop a plug of material similar to a blackhead. It appears on the genitalia, thighs, buttocks, and lower abdomen. It does not cause much trouble, and it often disappears, even without treatment, over a period of months. Chancroid. Chancroid is a sexually transmitted disease rare in the United States but common in the tropics. If your partner has been in a tropical climate, check with your doctor. Nonspecific urethritis, NSU. Nonspecific urethritis is an umbrella term for a category of relatively minor but rapidly spreading sexually transmitted diseases. Their common symptoms, discharge from the penis and pain while urinating, are also common to gonorrhea, but NSUs are not caused by the same organism. In fact, they resist treatment by penicillin, the usual cure for gonorrhea. Chlamydia, one of the NSU group, is the most prevalent sexually transmitted disease in the United States. It is usually diagnosed by process of elimination, by determining what the patient's affliction is not. Tetracycline is usually an effective treatment. If chlamydia is left untreated, secondary infections can reach other organs and result in infertility. The initials NSU seem more benign than the unambiguous gonorrhea, and for that reason NSU frequently appears in medical records. In the military, for example, officers and enlisted men will often go to town and do the same things, probably with the same women, and return to the base with the very same infections. But whereas the officers' records would note presence of some NSU, enlisted men's records would report infection by gonorrhea. The officers had the clout, and the enlisted men had the clap. Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome, AIDS. AIDS is caused by a human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which is transmitted by sexual activity or by specific other means, such as transfusion of contaminated blood or use of contaminated drug paraphernalia. How AIDS is sexually transmitted or not transmitted is a subject of much misunderstanding. Perhaps this definition of transmission may help. Any sexual activity involving exposure to the blood, semen, or vaginal secretions of an HIV-infected person can result in AIDS virus transmission. AIDS was first reported in the United States in 1981, and there is good evidence that the number of cases is increasing each year. The disease breaks down the body's protective immune system, leaving it vulnerable to serious diseases, many of which are virtually unheard of when the immune system is functioning normally. The disease has reached epidemic status in the United States and worldwide, and although there is no known cure, the proper use of a condom and avoidance of certain sexual practices can reduce the risk of AIDS considerably. In the face of such a serious threat, people ask the same questions over and over. How do I know if I don't have AIDS? How do I know that my sexual partners in the past 10 to 15 years did not have AIDS? A first step toward answering these questions is to determine whether or not one or any of one's sexual partners belong to a high-risk group. Groups that have a high risk of acquiring AIDS include homosexual and bisexual men, intravenous drug users, blood transfusion recipients, and persons who have been sexually intimate with prostitutes or with members of the other high-risk groups. As the saying goes, you sleep with everyone your partner has slept with. If a patient is truly concerned about the possibility of being HIV positive or developing AIDS, I recommend that he or she undergo a blood test, especially if he or she is in the high-risk category. A positive blood result indicates infection with HIV, but not necessarily AIDS itself. In fact, patients with full-blown AIDS may test negatively due to the inability of the body to make antibodies against the AIDS virus. Positive tests will not occur right away, for antibodies to the AIDS virus will not appear in the blood for at least 3 weeks to 6 months after infection. Sometimes it takes even longer. Medical science does not yet know how many years after exposure a person may still be at risk for a full-blown onset of AIDS. If you feel you want to be tested, see your physician, or call the AIDS toll-free hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS, 2437. At this time in the United States, more physicians are becoming familiar with HIV infection and AIDS, but not all are sufficiently trained in this area. If your doctor is uncomfortable or unfamiliar with HIV or AIDS management, ask for a referral to an expert.